What's up? Remember those? Then your boy picked up and he's like, what's up? Just chilling, you. Probably hit up the store or something like that. Anyway, it's your boy BTC Joe. I think we'll call this one Between Me and You. So, bit of a sensitive subject here, but, you know, between us, I think LTC Joe, I think he might be, it's possible he's, like, a little dyslexic, I don't know, because if you've been following along, the order in which he structured his dimes was kind of, like, backwards, where he started at the top and then listed the newest ones going down in descending order, which is totally fine, but you know, Jay and I kind of picked up on that a while back, and you know, we wanted to put it lightly, so we didn't want him to feel bad, so we were following him with that until we kind of hinted at it here and there until he picked up on it. So yeah, I mean, we threw a few hints in there from time to time, like we were having a virtual a VR conference, and you know, we're like, buddy, it's possible you could be doing this stuff backwards. Maybe, you know, you're dyslexic, which is totally cool, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's good to be aware of it. And he was like, what? FTSU, like, and we were like, what do you mean FTSU? He's like, FTSU, like, shut the fuck up. And we're like, you mean STFU? Like, what? And then we're like, dude, like, you're probably, it's not a big deal, you're just a little dyslexic. And then he just, like, stormed out of the VR. So, anyway, he's kind of touchy about it, don't bring it up to him. But on the plus side, I woke up the other morning checking my noties, hit up his feed, and I see, boom, not only has he fixed that by using, you know, changing the right, making it the right order, but using bullet points and shit, but he, like, really did some brilliant work, cleaned up the Dimes homepage, made it look like, you know, that company that everyone used to use. And really touched it all up nicely. So without getting into it, I think I'll probably change mine up to the right order. I was going to do a tip about, you know, including that in the tip about what order it should be. Still may or may not, but you'll see it on my feed. And then we'll see if Jay follows, but you know, everything's shaping up real nicely. I saw LTC Joe did kind of a little graph on the page hits that I was talking about and the other one, which is definitely funny. But yeah, I kind of realized the deal with that, with all that joking aside. Yeah, so basically, I don't know, it looks like there was some genuine increase possibly, but you got to be careful, because me talking about it initially and showing the increase kind of helped amplify the message in, like, you know, a looping recursive feedback type of fashion, where it's increasing and then you talk about the increase and someone sees you talking about the increase and they contribute to the increase and they start talking about you talking about the increase. So then you get 30,000 page hits. So, you know, just gotta be careful out there trying to limit the amount of attention this gets. Don't shake the hornet's nest. Don't shake the hornet's nest. We don't want all that right now. we're kind of, you know, we got some tricks up our sleeve in terms of that when it's needed. But the idea fucking sells itself, you know. It's like weed. It just, it's incredibly powerful. So, sort of like if you build it, they will come. I'll just mention it. Someone else was saying, like, oh, please, you know, you're being fucking ridiculous. Anyone who starts a website is going to get a certain amount of, you know, visitors and page hits from the bots alone, you know. And that page hits was probably an anomaly or some bot gone wrong, which is, like, come on, guy. That'd be like saying, there's no global health pandemic, and, you know, if we just tested for the flu with the same veracity we tested for the coronavirus every year and gave incentives to hospitals to report the flu higher, and had the media amplify it and give people a psychosomatic, what's the word I'm looking for? Hypochondriac influence, then you'd see similar numbers every year. It's like, come on, right? Get real, buddy. So just a few things. I'll try and wrap it up to there, but flu is real. Don't believe the conspiracy theorists. Especially relevant. You got tax season coming up, so I don't know if you've been affected by the flu in any way. But, you know, keep that in mind. You know, everyone should do their taxes, you know. Otherwise, these guys, the chain analysis, chain analysis, you know, they'll be on your case. They've got some of the best talent. It's like when you get into cryptocurrency, there's a certain ethos that makes you want to help, you know, track people's transactions. So, and you could tell, you know, apparently when they have webinars, they do it through 8 different proxies on the dark web, and have advanced routing, privacy protections. You can see, it's like, you don't want to mess with these guys. And they officially, if they see one transaction, they could show up with a tank, at your house. So again, I'm all for, you know, you're hearing in pop culture this movement to not pay your taxes, and I'm all for it in spirit, but you know, these people, you know about Epstein, he was intelligent, so it's like the government's trafficking children and drugs and all that, so you know, morally it makes sense, but definitely not an advocate for it, not paying your taxes, at least not yet, or explicitly. So, that's probably going to be it for today. Sorry for a bit of a light touch. You know, there's no comedy allowed in the socialist, society we got going, right? You know, probably can't do that for a living anymore, without capitalism, right? I don't know, so you could just give the bill to the mob or something like that, right? But fear not, Bitcoin is free markets. It'll always be here, so the choice is yours. You want to engage with the capitalist society, the free markets, or you want to, you know, be a slave? It's up to you. Anyway, peace out.